How did you come to this organization, Bugles Across America?
Well, my mom saw it on a magazine while I was in a trumpet lesson, and she thought, well, hey, my Aiden can join this.
Tell me about the audition process.
They would call you, and you would have to play it through the phone, and they would ask you to stand in one place and play it on the phone, and then they would ask you to stand in this corner and, like, step only, like, 5 steps away and see if they could still hear you.
And then do they tell you afterwards right away whether you made the audition?
Yeah. They say, congratulations, you are welcomed into the Bugles Across America. We hope you enjoy this organization and have lots of fun in it.
Are you having lots of fun in it?
Yes.
How do families and organizations get to you? How is it that you come to perform for them?
The people in the organization send out an email that a person needs a bugler for the funeral. And whoever gets it first gets the bugler. And there's at least 100 people who see the email, but whoever's first gets the performance.
Do you have a hunch you're one of the youngest, if not the youngest, bugler
yes,
in this organization?
I am the youngest bugler in this organization.
Are folks surprised when you show up?
Yes. Very surprised. They think it's going to be a grown man. But really, it's a 9-year-old.
And I understand you're in a band.
Mm-hmm.
Called?
It's called the Midnight Bruises.
Who plays in that?
Well, it's mainly grown adults, like 23-year-olds in their 20s, and I'm the only kid in it.
Now, your school, though, goes all the way through 12th grade.
Yes.
So do you play with school performances as well?
Yes, all the way to the high school orchestra.
Now, the Shipley School is out in Bryn Mawr, and also nearby is Harcum College, and I understand your work is part of a volunteer commitment at that school as well. Can you describe that?
They're 100 years old right now.
Harcum?
Yeah, and they have this 100 acts of good things in their community, and this is one of them.
What do you see yourself doing when you're 23 years old? Still playing music?
Yep.
Like for a living?
Yeah, for until I'm like 90.
Do you think when you're a grown-up you'll still want to do this commitment,
yep,
though, with Bugles Across America?
Yes, I want to do this as long as I can.
Do you love music so much that you really don't care a lot about sports, or you don't care about math,
not
or
really,
history or reading?
Because right now my class at school is having PE and recess, and I'm like, oh man, I really want to join recess. But then I thought, well, PE and recess, WHYY. PE and recess, WHYY. Which one's better? WHYY.
Aiden, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
That's Aiden Peterson, third grader at the Shipley School in Bryn Mawr. On this Memorial Day, he is among the cohort performing taps through the nonprofit Bugles Across America.